My name is Lisa Harvey and I'm the brand ambassador for Court Garden. If you've not heard our introductory podcast above yet, just to summarise, we are a single estate, family-run vineyard and winery set in the heart of Ditchling Village in East Sussex. All our grapes are grown and wines are produced on 7 hectares or 17 acres of south-facing slopes opposite the South Downs. As with all traditional method sparkling wines and champagnes, our classic cuvées represent our own signature house style. All our sparkling wines at Court Garden are also vintages, so express the nature of the year in which the grapes are grown. Hugo Corney, the winemaker, has developed his own distinctive house style that delivers fresh, vibrant, fruit-forward, beautifully balanced wines with a complexity and intensity of aromas and flavours, with toasty, autolytic brioche notes on the finish, enhanced by long lees ageing in our cellars. All Court Garden's wines have a unique English character, and although made in the traditional method, are certainly not trying to copy champagne. Court Garden's Classic Cuvée 2015 blend comprises the Holy Trinity and most famous of the permitted 7 champagne grape varieties. The black grapes of Pinot Noir, in this case 41%, 27% of Pinot Meunier, and the white grape Chardonnay at 32% of the overall blend. As a general guide, Pinot Noir tends to give body to the blend, Chardonnay the structure, and Pinot Meunier lends a youthful freshness. In terms of style and taste profile, the Classic Cuvée 2015 is a beautiful pale gold in colour. It's brut, so dry in style, with residual sugar levels from the dosage, or liqueur d'expédition, as it's known in Champagne, of 9 grams per litre. 8 to 10 grams per litre tends to be the average dosage levels for traditional Champagne. There's a continuous stream of small persistent bubbles, which is a marker of quality, and a creamy mousse in the glass. On the palate, fresh citrus zesty flavours of lemon, lime and pineapple come to the fore, balanced with greengage, Cox Pippins, apples and ripe peach on the mid palate, and those brioche autolytic notes from the long lees ageing linger on the finish. The all-important acidity for structure and ageing is perfectly balanced with the dosage, in which we incorporate our reserve of Classic Cuvée 2014. With regards to wine growing, depending on the vagaries of the English climate and subsequent yields of each grape, the blends will vary from year to year. So for example, Pinot Noir will be riper in some years than the Chardonnay, as Chardonnay requires warmer years to thrive, and vice versa, so there'll be a slight predominance of one or the other in the final blend. Because we are a single estate wine, we have the advantage of our winery being next door to our vineyard, so all our grapes are hand harvested and can be pressed very quickly to attain all the pure freshness of the individual grapes' fruits, aromas and flavours. In respect to the winemaking process, our Classic Cuvée 2015, as with all our sparkling wines, is fermented in temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks after a very gentle pressing to retain maximum freshness and fruitfulness, and undergo malolactic fermentation, or MLF as it's known, which softens the natural high acidity in sparkling wine grapes made in this champagne method. Each vintage has a minimum of 2.5 to 3 years lees aging in our cellars, but as we disgorged a batch, all 2015 vintages now released will have had 4 years aging and express more brioche autolytic characters. In terms of when to drink and food matching recommendations, our Classic Cuvée is perfect as an aperitif, but also with canapés, classic light starters of smoked salmon, mussels, lobsters, oysters, or even sushi and spiced Asian dishes. Or, as with any traditional method white wine, sparkling wine or champagne, a perfect match to fish and chips. We hope you enjoy imbibing a chilled bottle, or even a case perhaps, of our Classic Cuvée as much as we do, and which we find an excuse to drink on pretty much any occasion. It's 12% ABV, or alcohol by volume, so not likely to give you a hangover either. That's if drunk in moderation, of course. Enjoy!